Good afternoon and welcome, my friends. Yes, it is Monday. The show started off like a typical Monday. Not good. Monday, August the 20th, Robbie Noel with you for 1 hour. This hour brought to you by Republic Trading Group. Our toll-free number is 1-800-691-7898. The web address, eaglesup.com. Where to start? There's so much stuff going on, it's boggling the mind at this point. There's so many directions we could go in. And needless to say, on Wall Street today, for once we had an honest market. The reality hit home today. That the story that was spun by the bankers, that everything is fine, we are making money, people started questioning that. A little late, but better late than never. We'll take a short break and be right back with the rest of the story.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. I guess the best way you can explain the markets today is what is supposed to go down went down, and what was supposed to go up went up. After the spin that CNBC poured onto the market, that we turned the corner, we've seen the bottom, everything is fine, get ready for the great bull market. Obviously, questions about the banks today raised its ugly head once again. Because all of a sudden, people started asking questions about how solvent are the banks. Bank of America said it set aside $13.4 billion to cover lending losses, even as it posted a profit for the first quarter. And as the day wore on, obviously the anxiety wore on. Of course, we're also going to get word about the government stress tests, which is phony in and of itself, because we're not going to learn the math that was used in order to make these stress tests. What is the value of the toxic assets that the government assumes a bank holds and what it's worth? Are we to assume 80 cents on the dollar is what they used as a stress test to find out whether a bank is solvency, or is it closer to the real value of pennies? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. Wall Street closing down 289 points at 7,841. NASDAQ, or 64, at 1,608. S&P 500 would have been down a lot more if it wasn't for the mining sector of the S&P 500 that kept it from completely falling out of bed. Closing down 37 points at 832. The metals complex, gold higher by $16.10 at $885.80, silver up 21 cents at $12.12, platinum off $44 at $1,171, palladium off 8 at $2.29. Currently in Asian trading, gold off $1.10 at $885.70, silver off 2 cents at $12.16, platinum and palladium flat. Crude oil closing down 8 cents at $45.80. Even a plunge of a few dollars in oil got the market rattled. U.S. dollar index higher by 57 basis points to close at 86.67. A flight to safety was the operative term today. Now, as I said at the start of the show, there's so many directions we could go in here. But probably the most alarming or amazing, depending on your take on things, was a story that appeared in the Washington Post today. The headline, "A Bigger, Bolder Role is Imagined for the IMF." And it highlights the ongoing agenda to forge a new economic world order with a vastly empowered IMF acting as the bank of the world. Now, what you've got to comprehend about the IMF is this verbal war that has been going on between Tim Geithner and China. If you remember back in January, Tim Geithner made the statement that China is manipulating its currency. This obviously caused great distress with the Chinese bankers. And just accept the fact that China is the world's banker as we speak. They have a GDP of 6%, disappointing to some who are hoping for 8%, but nevertheless, they've got a GDP growth of 6%, which far and exceeds that of the United States, the greatest financial empire on the planet, who this year will most probably have 0% GDP. That's optimistic view. Some say GDP will probably be in the minus column. So here this week in Washington, D.C., there's a whole bunch of power struggles going on. This is the biggest one. This is the one that most probably can affect you. Excuse moi. Let me have a fine sip of Dasani, which said is bottled water, but we know it comes out of a tap, but let's not get into that one. And then, of course, there's the APEC meeting that's going on the next few days as well, but that's a whole other story. That's just political power. Yeah, we're talking about financial power. I got this little piece out of China. It's reported by Reuters, and unless you know where to look, you won't find the story anywhere. Actually appeared on Saturday. As I always say, all the best stories always seem to come up over the weekend when nobody's really paying too much attention to it. But you've got to start connecting the dots here. This is a story. The Chinese premier said today, meaning Saturday, that the economic policies of countries that issue global reserve currencies require closer supervision as part of building a diversified international monetary system. The Chinese premier and central bank governor also cautioned against jumping to the conclusion that China is already on the path to economic recovery after data issued on Thursday showed signs of an upturn in momentum. The Chinese premier currency comments and apparent reference to U.S. economic management that Beijing has blamed in part for the global financial crisis were twined with a pledge to promote a more international use of the Chinese yuan. The Premier did not mention the United States by name, but he has expressed concern in recent months about the safety of Chinese investments in U.S. dollar assets. We should strengthen the supervision of the economic policies of the main reserve currency economies and push forward the establishment of a diversified international monetary system, he said in his opening address to the BOHA Forum for Asia, held annually on the Chinese island province of Henan. It was the second time this month that China has made such an appeal, following President Hu's call at a London G20 summit earlier this month for the International Monetary Fund to strengthen its oversight of reserve currency issuing economies. China caused a stir in March when central bank chief floated the idea of reducing reliance on the U.S. dollar as the world's primary unit of foreign exchange by developing the special drawing rights issued by the IMF. But at the London G20 forum, China did not call for an immediate discussion of the subject. Speaking at the forum on Saturday, he said that his proposal on special drawing rights was intended mainly to contribute his thoughts on the root cause of the financial crisis and what needed to be done in the long run to prevent situations developing like this in the future. It's just like treating a patient, he said. First, we need to make a diagnosis, then comes the treatment. But right now, not all the doctors have the same diagnosis, unfortunately. It seems that there is still no consensus among various countries about the source of the financial crisis. The Premier said China would soon be looking to expand its currency swap agreements, which are seen as a step towards eventually making the yuan more of a global reserve asset. We should give full play to bilateral currency swap agreements and will study expanding currency swaps in scale and to more countries. China's central bank has signed 6 swap deals since mid-December, totaling $95 billion with countries from Argentina to Indonesia. The yuan's international potential is sharply constrained by its limited convertibility, an issue that the Premier did not broach. He highlighted China's relative strength in the face of the global financial crisis and told the audience of Asian government and business leader that Beijing stood ready to support other countries through difficult times. A series of economic stimuli were adopted by China, have shown initial results, and they have been positive changes in economic performance, which has been better than expected, he said. His wording was nearly identical to that at a State Council or Cabinet meeting this week after China said its economy grew at 6.1% in the first quarter from a year earlier. While this was the weakest quarter in year-on-year terms since records began in 1992, analysts said it represented a rebound in quarter-on-quarter growth. All I'm doing is trying to connect the dots. What the Chinese are saying and what the IMF is going to do this week in Washington, D.C. Don't know if APEC is going to have any influence on this particular discussion, but I'm sure they will. We'll take another break. Be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartivite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928. 8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Welcome back to the flip side for this Monday. A little melancholy there. The Washington Post article today essentially describes the ongoing agenda to empower a group of unelected central bankers with the authority to usurp state sovereignty by overseeing benchmarks for national financial governance and setting regulations for financial institutions all over the world. The article closely mimics statements made by World Bank President Robert Zoellick, who earlier this month openly spoke of using economic crisis to give financial bodies the power to regulate national policy as part of the larger creation of global government. He said, and I quote, "If leaders are serious about creating new global responsibilities or governance, let them start by modernizing multilateralism to empower the WTO, the IMF, and the World Bank Group to monitor national policies." You can't make this stuff up. Now, obviously, when you and I speak about this, we're nothing more than a bunch of conspiratorialists. But that's neither here nor there. What they're going to be discussing this week at the IMF meeting is a de facto global financial dictatorship. There was a specific clause in the G20 meeting that came out, was point 19 of the communique by all G20 leaders, giving the IMF power to create money outside the control of any sovereign body. And this clause was activated. As a matter of fact, over the weekend, as I said, all the stories come out over the weekend. Ambrose Evans-Pritchard in the London Telegraph. Headline reads, IMF warns over parallels to Great Depression. Says the International Monetary Fund has warned of worrisome parallels between the current global crisis and the Great Depression, despite the unprecedented steps already taken by central banks and governments worldwide. This is obviously their hook. If you don't give us the power to do this, we're all going to die. That's out of crisis. This is what Ambrose Evans-Pritchard says in his piece. He says, this recession is likely to be unusually long and severe, and the recovery sluggish. He's quoting a spokesman from the IMF. Dominique Strauss-Kahn, head of the IMF, said millions of people risk being pushed back into poverty as the economic storm ravages the most vulnerable countries. The human consequences could be absolutely devastating. This is truly a global crisis and nobody is escaping. The free fall in the global economy may be starting to abate with a recovery emerging in 2010, but this depends crucially on the right policies being adopted today. This is no difference to Mr. Paulson and Ben Bernanke going up to the Senate Finance Committee on September the 17th and telling them that if they don't do something now, by 2 o'clock this afternoon, there's going to be an economic Armageddon. And then to emphasize the point, the term and the word martial law came up. I mean, we all go back to that day in September when we couldn't figure out why gold went up $100. Yeah, connecting the dots sometimes can be fun. In this instance, it's a little scary. Because we know where they're going. I mean, this is not a secret. We know exactly the route they're taking. Unfortunately for the ditto heads out there, the Sean Hannity listeners, the Glenn Beck listeners, they are completely clueless what's coming down the pipe. We'll take a break. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
It's just a feeling. We are looking at a global world currency. Ambrose Evans Pritchard concludes by saying the world is a step closer to a global currency backed by a global central bank running monetary policy for all humanity. This is not as though we haven't been warning about this, seems like decades, of the introduction of a new global currency system with an overreaching regulatory body, which is a key cornerstone in the move towards global government, centralized control, and more power being concentrated into fewer unaccountable hands. I mean, it's just a simple fact of life. This is where we are. This is what we're witnessing. This is what we're watching. I find it rather amazing that, I found the article rather amazing for the Washington Post to have it up. As far as I can tell, no other major newspaper has picked up the story. Well, because they don't understand. It's too complicated. I mean, this is, you know, I can remember going back into when was it, 1994, when at the time we were talking about NAFTA. And you had Ross Perot on television, that giant sucking sound. And everybody made light of it. And as much as we tried to explain NAFTA, you could, or even if you tried to talk to somebody about NAFTA, you would see their eyes glaze over. Well, how can it be so bad? After all, it's been promoted by the Republicans. As a matter of fact, Bob Dole, a politician, there's the same thing as Paulson coming out and saying we're going to face financial Armageddon to to the Congress creditors. Bob Dole came out at that time and said, look, if we don't pass NAFTA, the financial markets would implode. And it was a win-win situation, win-win for everybody. It's going to help improve imports and exports between U.S. and Mexico and Canada, and it's going to be great. It's going to create jobs and better-paying jobs. We'll retrain the workers to the industries of the 21st century. I mean, all this. I mean, you got to go back and look at these events that happened. But nobody back then was interested in discussing NAFTA and GATT. But now we've come full circle, because now we're talking about the ultimate scam of all. The scam of the century has been pulled right before our very eyes, and nobody's paying too much attention to it, because they're worried about their own financial wherewithal. Unfortunately, today I listened to a little bit of Rush Limbaugh trying to, going on about the Tea Party still. Now, these are the most misguided people on the planet. I hate to say that, even if you were an attendee at a Tea Party based on, obviously, your affiliation with Ron Paul. But just think about the people that showed up. And why did they show up? What was their big beef? Governments out of control, spending too much. Where were they 8 years ago when George Bush was doing exactly the same thing? Where were these people that were screaming about their freedoms being lost? Where were they when the Patriot Act was passed? They were in full support of the Patriot Act. They were in full support of George Bush and his spending habits, uncontrolled spending habits. These very same people, what were they, fast asleep at the switch? Have they just figured this out? Or are these people just mind-numb robots? That's what I think they are. Collectively made up with the wisdom of Rush Limbaugh. He's got half his brain tied behind his back, and it shows. I mean, it's mind-boggling. And here we are now facing, obviously, the final solution. Because we can see by what the banks have done that the trillions of dollars that have been poured down that snake hole have for all intents and purposes, disappeared. The banks are stashing the cash. They're not lending the money, that's for sure. And the stress test, the scam that it is, will be an abject failure, because all the stress test is going to show, and it's a stress test on 19 banks. Understand this. There are 19 banks the government has identified. We know half a dozen of them by name. The rest, who knows who they may be. But the facts are the facts that the banks are going to need more money because their loan losses are going to increase dramatically. Why? Because the price of real estate is going to continue to fall another 20 or 30%, which is what a lot of people don't want to accept the reality of, except for those that obviously know, like the bankers, and there's a reason why they're hoarding cash and not lending it, because they know where the real estate market's going, so they know where their portfolios are going. So if the government stress test is based on, and this is why we'll never find out what the stress criteria was, we'll never know at what level these guys put the bank assets at. I mean, they could take the bank's assets, its toxic mortgage assets, and value them at 80 cents on the dollar, but if the true value of those assets is 2 pennies, what good is a stress test? The only way that stress test will be open and honest if they tell us exactly, we are taking the bank's assets down to zero. That's a stress test. But they're not going to do it, and they're not going to tell us. And the reason they're not going to tell us, they're going to be doing songs and dances for the better part of this month, explaining to us why it will most probably not be too wise to tell you what the stress test results are. But we can already see it by the bogus results that we got out of Citigroup and J.P. Morgan, and I don't know if J.P. Morgan has released it yet, but you get what I mean. And here we got the financial powerhouses of the American economy, Citibank, J.P. Morgan Chase, and the rest of them that are trading like penny stocks. They are penny stocks. Look at the swings they are taking, 20, 30% on any given day, up or down. Today, most of it down. By the way, the big winning stocks today, well, the only stocks that made any money today were the miners, across the board. There were a few that lost a little bit of money, but by and large, most of them made money. Let's have a look at the quick portfolio. By the way, it changed the link on Eagles Up and the stock charts. I was using Yahoo, but Yahoo became a bit of a pain in the butt. It was very confusing. Now we're using Forbes, which all the stocks that that I selected from the beginning of the year, you'll find them there. The Agnico Eagles, Yamana, I'm Gold, Kinross, Golden Star Resources, Pass, Coeur d'Alene, Silver Wheaton. The only stock that was down today was Golden Star Resources, my favorite. Oh, that hurt. But all of them were up. Silver Wheaton was, Silver Wheaton was off 0.5%. But by and large, Agnico Eagle was up 7%. Yamana was up almost 4%. I'm Gold up 3.5%. Kinross Gold up almost 6%. So here we've got this financial crisis taking center stage, but also taking center stage in Washington this week is obviously the AIPAC meeting. And what I find interesting is the Congresswoman from California, Jane Harman, was going to be one of the featured speakers. Well, we learned today that she's not going to be a featured speaker. Wonder why Jane Harman's not going to be a featured speaker. Well, according to CQ Spy Talk, I've got no idea who these people are, reports that Jane Harman, who, by the way, was in line to become head of Homeland Security. Napolitano Harman peas in the pod. One's gay, one's not. She was overheard on an NSA wiretap telling a suspected Israeli agent that she would lobby the Justice Department and reduce the espionage-related charges against two officials of the American-Israeli Public Affairs Committee, the most powerful pro-Israeli organization in Washington. Harman was recorded as saying she would waddle into the AIPAC case if you think it'll make a difference, according to two former senior national security officials familiar with the NSA transcript. Now, this is going on at the same time, and of course, there's no influence by AIPAC on the events that shape the U.S. foreign policy. At the same time this is going on, we've got the UN-sponsored racism conference, and this, like, defies all logic. This is a racism conference by the UN, designed initially to eliminate racism in the world. Now, the United States obviously has boycotted it, together with all the other usual suspects, Australia, New Zealand, I think France, I don't know about France, England. And they boycotted it because of the language in the previous Durban conference, which accused Israel of being racist. And that hurt their feelings. But yet it is exactly true. Israel is a racist nation. They believe in exceptionalism, just like Rush Limbaugh does. In other words, exceptionalism is a belief in the fact that your country, your ideology is so superior to everything else that whatever you do, it's justified because of our superiority. Now, let me give you another example of how ludicrous this whole thing is. If I mention the word supremacy, what's the first word that comes to your mind? Obviously, white. And yet, who are the people that claim ultimate supremacy in the world today? It's the people who use the term God's chosen. Well, by the mere fact of calling yourself God's chosen, isn't that a supremacist view? Doesn't that make you better than everybody else because you are God's chosen? So if you have a supremacist philosophy and mindset, by that very nature, you are racist. Using the tight cliche word once again, but it's apropos in this instance because it explains where we are. Dershowitz got hauled out trying to protest Abinejad at his hotel. He wanted to challenge the leader on his views on Israel and the Holocaust. And the media touts out the same old garbage. When Abinejad gets up to speak, all these people walked out. And they mimic the same, well, he called for the annihilation of Israel. Abinejad has never called for wiping Israel off the map. Now, this is another one of the greatest lies ever told that everybody accepts as true. But if you go back and you read, and you can find it, just have to search for it. If you go read any of Abinejad's statements about Israel, he has not called for the elimination of Israel. He's called for the destruction and elimination of Zionism. But you see, most people don't understand the difference between Jews and Zionism. Zionism is an ideology. It is part and parcel of the New World Order. It is the New World Order. You want to put a face on it? There's your face. Besides the guys that are going to be meeting, well, they must probably going to be doing shuttle drives between the APEC conference and the IMF conference. One and the same thing. They are both organizations bent on changing the world. But here we've got, as I said, another typical example of how people are brainwashed by so many different elements. No wonder that people are confused and scratch their head and simply just turn away from the stuff, because you got to think too much. You got to do too much research. You got to scratch around and find the truth. Because the truth is not there. You have to look for it. You have to dig for it. You have to search for it. Yeah, that's a lot of the reasons why so many people are so illiterate and ignorant. And yes, made up in large part of the Republicans. I mean, these have to be the dumbest people on the face of the earth. I'm sorry to say it, but it's true. Same goes for conservatives. Well, Rush think conservative means one thing. I have a completely different opinion of what a conservative is, as opposed to the Rush Limbaugh conservative philosophy. which are so misguided and out of touch with reality. And they pay this guy $40 million a year. I heard they're paying Glenn Beck $50 million a year. Yeah, I guess it proves the point. People will sell their souls for a little cash. Another break. Be right back.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Today I'm more confused, but I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain, ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
Welcome back to Flipside for this Monday. Yeah. Thanks, Toby. Feel that way myself sometimes. Yeah, just want to drift away. The backlash heard on conservative radio and Fox News about Obama's trip to South America is ludicrous. I mean, what did they expect? Why are they shocked that he's friendly with fellow travelers? I mean, this shouldn't shock or amaze anybody. And so the feigned outrage by conservatives is so tired. If these people had any moral basis to stand on, maybe I'd give them some credence, but they've lost any credibility that they've had. And why these people still appear on television that have been wrong for the last 8 years, I'll never know. Well, these guys have been wrong for 8 years, let's keep them on for another 8 years. And while this was going on across the pond, Obama's mentor, the man that shaped him politically, the man that motivated him to get into politics, Nelson Mandela, finally came out and gave support to Jacob Zuma, who this week will become South Africa's next prime minister. And at the event, with Winnie Mandela in tow, she of the creation of that wonderful political tactic called necklacing, watched as Jacob Zuma raised his fist in the air and launched into his campaign anthem, Umshina Weni, which is pretty much translated to "Bring me my machine gun." This was the rallying cry for the ANC in the 70s and the 80s. And it basically talks about killing white people. And I'm sure Mr. Obama is going to make another trip to South Africa and warmly embrace Jacob Zuma. I mean, the world has been turned literally upside down. We are in completely uncharted territory. I don't ascribe to knowing how it's going to end up or the road we go. Nobody knows. But I do know with the events that are unfolding this week, it's going to change the life as we know it. In the land of the free and the home of the brave. Sad thing to end a Monday show on, but unfortunately, it's the reality of the real world. And tomorrow we'll do it for 3 hours. If you can handle more bad news. Because the news is not going to be good this week. So till tomorrow, see you, bye.
With recent internet.